السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال تعالى: وعاشروهن بالمعروف. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا، وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable ulama ikram, beloved brothers and elders, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher. Salat and salam, salutations, durood upon our master Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have to analyze humanity, then it would be safe for us to say that there is no human being whose life has been documented to the extent of which the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been documented. And indeed, as an ummah, we are extremely fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with such a system. And we should also take time to keep in mind the great works of our honorable scholars, starting from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, the Tabi'een, the Tabi' Tabi'een, and the scholars right up till today, that we have a system that has not only preserved, but has authenticated many, many aspects with regards to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something which makes our deen absolutely unique, and it gives us an opportunity to continuously better our life by looking into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately, Allah forgive us, that generally we will focus on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only in the month of Rabiul Awal. Whereas the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so pure and complete that actually on a daily basis we should try and look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that we may emulate the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's no doubt that every believer, every reciter of Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and we all at times our iman fluctuates, sometimes we're on a low, sometimes we're on a high, be that as it may, but every single believer without a shadow of doubt has great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Pak increase us in this love, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability that we continuously try and live our life in accordance to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to focus on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which would be the means of our topic of discussion for today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in this hadith that أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings a very important and pertinent point to our attention in this hadith. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the most perfect believer in relation to one's iman is that person who has, or that person who is exalted and makes an effort to have the best of character. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes one step further and he says, the best of you is he who is best to his wives. And one hadith, what makes the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautiful, so unique, so admirable, is that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advocated anything, any hadith, if we have to look at it and analyze it, we would find that this hadith was practically alive in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam advised us and advocated us that we should increase and a person should try and excel with regards to akhlaq and character, we'll find that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's character was impeccable. That even his enemies, even those who disliked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they themselves would find themselves in a very difficult position. That they would find nothing. They would find it very, very hard and very, very difficult to try and bring about a blemish on the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how fortunate are we as an ummah that not only are we privy to the public life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the honorable wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah elevate their stages, what a great service they did to humanity, not only to the ummah, to humanity, that even the private life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are well aware of it, we are acquainted with it, it's in the books of hadith, it's in the books of seerah. And even more remarkable, really brothers, the more we read, the more we hear, the more we listen to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more the love intensifies. And what makes the life of Rasulullah sallallahu even more admirable and makes a person want to hear and research and, you know, get more into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very often we'll find people will excel in the public domain, and when you go into the private domain, there's many shortcomings. But we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so unique that his public life and his private life all conformed to the beautiful advices that Rasulullah sallam had advocated. So in essence, the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us that don't just be a good husband, don't just be a good person in the home, but strive to be the best. And the beauty about akhlaq, the beauty about good character and excelling in this department, one person put it very nicely, he said that it's such an action that the person does it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So irrespective of the reaction from the other side, that makes no difference in displaying good, makes no difference in interacting in a kind manner, it makes no difference in dispelling the best of character, because good is such a thing that irrespective of what comes from the other side, the person continuously strives to do good, and not just good, he strives to be the best. So irrespective of how, if we take this relationship of husband and wife, irrespective of how the wife may treat the person, or irrespective of her shortcomings, whatever that may be, as a husband, as the leader in the home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man a very important position. الرجال قوامون على النساء. Different verses of Quran explain this. The rank, Allah Ta'ala has given man rank. Why? So that he can dispel this responsibility of being the pillar of strength, the pillar of support. And in this way, he becomes the head of the home. So we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advocated that you should be the best. And when it came to his personal life, his private life, it conformed. Just to take an example, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was asked about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how did Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam carry out himself in the home. So she mentioned a very beautiful statement. She said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an ordinary person just like any other ordinary person, obviously meaning that how we are human beings, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was a human being. But she mentioned something which was extraordinary. She said, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akramun nas, alyanan nas, tahakan bassaman." She mentioned the beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the home. She said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely kind, extremely compassionate. And she said that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in the home was such a person that you would find he was always happy, he was always smiling. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give off a very positive nature, that those that came into contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their spirits were lifted, their mood was lifted because of his positive nature, this goodness that he would display to those around him. And the beauty of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he would extend this to the home. Now, they say, or rather we understand, that very few people can get this right. And the person who gets it right, then undoubtedly he is treading on the path of following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where both publicly and privately, he can have excellent character, he can have good character. And generally, what is the confines of the home? This is why they say, when two people testify to the greatness of a human being or any person, they know that that is true. There's an Arabic saying that goes, that when a person's enemy, شَهِدَ الْأَنَامُ بِفَضْلِي حَتَّى الْعِدَىٰ وَالْفَضْرُ مَا شَهِدَتْ بِهِ الْأَعْدَاءُ. Regarding the honorable character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poet says it so beautifully, he says that the entire creation bore testimony to the great character and the virtue and the beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent that even his enemies had to bow their head and say yes, when it comes to the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it's impeccable. And we cannot even find a blemish on the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say the other is when a person's wife, when she can give testification, now we're not saying she's the enemy, but be that as it may, when a wife can give testification to the person's character, then rest assured that that person's character is most certainly good. Because the wife, she will know the innermost secrets of a person. She will see him at his best, she will see him at his worst. In the public life, it's very easy to smile, it's very easy to portray and act and put on a certain facade. But behind closed doors, that is where the reality is. And this was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That his wives would constantly and always comment with regards to the kind nature and kind temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some guidelines with regards to this particular relationship, the relationship of husband and wife. So one person put it very nicely, he said that there's two rules to a happy marriage. Two rules and two rules only. Rule number one, the wife is always right. And rule number two, the wife is never wrong. Khair, be that as it may, that's on the lighter side of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us encouragement how to nurture this relationship. And Allah ta'ala shows us in the Quran Kareem that this is a relationship not of competitiveness, but rather it's a complementary relationship where each spouse complements the other. So very beautiful ayat of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun," that you are the clothing, you are the covering, you will be that outer garment for your wife and your wife will be the outer garment for you. So in this relationship, the Mufassirin explains something very beautifully here, and they say that clothing is, Allah Ta'ala uses such an appropriate and an apt example to show this relationship and how both spouses complement each other, that clothing is that which is closest to the body. So in a similar light, in a relationship you'll find that the spouses ought to be closest to each other. Meaning that they will share the most utmost secrets, etc., whatever the case may be. This will be between the husband and the wife. The second thing is that clothing is such that it's a protection. It's a protection for the body. Sometimes it would be a means of protecting from the cold. Other times it would be a means of protecting from the heat. So in a similar light, the spouses are means of protection for each other. The third point they say is that it's a means of concealment. Clothing conceals and it covers. So spouses in this relationship that they share with each other become a means of concealment for the faults that the one spouse may have. You will find that they will conceal the faults of the other. And the fourth point they say is this, that clothing is zina, it's beauty. It's a means of zina, it's a means of beautification. So in this relationship of complementing each other, we become the beauty for the next person. That the spouse, the wife becomes a beauty for the husband, and the husband becomes a beauty for the spouse, for the wife. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us this in a practical manner. So few things, if we just bring it alive, this will be a means of helping us and assisting us, not just to be a good husband, but to be the best. We find that they say the three A's. The first is to show affection. To be affectionate, to use kind words, Remember, the stung is such a thing that which comes out of the mouth, it can either be a means of destruction or it can be a means of elevation. So to be affectionate, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show this affection. He would express this affection, not only when it came to his wives, but even when it came to the companions. We'll find a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use these words, Ya Mu'adh inni uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, indeed I love you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would express this affection at the time where it was known or not something that was common. One sahabi is Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man ahabbu an-nasi ilayka ya Rasulullah? That, O Nabi of Allah, who is the most beloved person to you? He said the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Aisha. He took the name of his wife as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then this person said, فَمِنَ الرِّجَالِ. But no, from the men, who is the most beloved to you, O Nabi of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abuha, Aisha's father, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha. So to express this affection, this is something which brings about, every person wants to hear what they mean to the next person in any relationship. Especially and more so when it comes to the relationship of husband and wife, kind words, good words, and coupled with that affection, to really be honestly and truly appreciative in any relationship and more so when it comes to the relationship of husband and wife. When a person is appreciative, when we appreciate that good that the person does, and many a times, more often than not, because we're so busy and we're so taken aback, etc., we tend to forget certain things, like just to say Jazakallah, to say thank you, today you prepared a lovely meal. We know that famous joke that the ulama will always tell you. The ulama, the Maulana, gave the same advice, that show affection, show appreciation. So the man goes home and then he thanks his wife and he tells her, oh, what a beautiful meal, and I haven't eaten anything like this before. And he really goes to town praising the meal. So she starts crying. She says, oh, Maulana told us, praise her, I did eat something, something's not right here. So she turns around and she says, for so many years I'm cooking for you, you never said one Jazakallah. Today the neighbor sent the food, you're praising it from here to wherever it may be. So to be constantly appreciative, this is a quality that every human being, this will bring out the best in every human being. And this shows good character. Even those people that may be working for us, our children, whatever it may be, a kind word, Jazakallah, it goes such a long way. Thank you, Jazakallah, you know, you went out of your way, you did this for me. People appreciate it when they are appreciated. This fosters great love, it increases love for one another. Another aspect is to have good communication. And this is a very important aspect. Are you going to say, Maulana, when it comes to this part, to understand women and how they think, sometimes it's not very, very easy. It's like working out a Morse code, trying to understand what they say. Men, generally, things are more simpler. Few examples to give you. So they say, you know, generally now this is a time or an age of bayans are recorded and everything goes out on social media and whatever have you. So I have to give my own disclaimer here, very importantly. Any example that I may cite in my talk has by no means any relationship to me or my wife. It's all general. Otherwise, I may have to stay here in this masjid. Sometimes you will go home, and one person explained to me something so beautifully. So he said, you know, Maulana, sometimes to understand a woman becomes very, very difficult. So he said, you know, one day I was feeling for an ice cream. So I said to the wife, it was at night, listen, I'm going to buy some ice cream, whatever you want. And she said, no, I don't want anything. No, you can. He asked her again, he said, you sure? She said, no, I don't want anything. You go, you carry on, whatever it is. See, he comes back, opens his ice cream, he's enjoying his ice cream. He said, but you didn't think of me. You didn't bring anything for me. He said, but I asked you. There she said, Tina, all pulled up. He didn't think of her. Women are such, or rather their nature is such, that sometimes they don't only want a solution, sometimes they just want attention. They just want us to give them an ear. They just want to be heard. They just want to hear. We're busy, you're busy the whole day. More often than not, you're out at work. So that when you come back, they're craving that a little bit of attention. And we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he excelled in this department as well. He had such attention to detail when it came to his spouses, that he said once to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that just from the mere statements that you will make, I can tell if you are upset with me, or I can say if you are happy, or whatever the case is. So she said, really? How is it, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to her, he said that when you are happy, then you will take a qasam by the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you are unhappy for any reason, and remember, this unhappiness between the spouses, this was not where you'll take it to the relationship of Nabi and, Ummati, etc. This was a relationship of the spouses. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even know from the tone of the wife, from the statement that she would make, Rasulullah would understand that maybe her mood is not right, or maybe something may not be correct. And Rasulullah would be understanding, and he would be accommodating. So sometimes by virtue of another example, you'll come home and you did your thing, you're very tired, whatever the case is. So now the wife will start, and she'll start giving you the whole story of, let's just take an example of the domestic. You know, she did this like this, and she never sweep correctly, and she never cleaned behind the fridge, and she never moved the couch the way she's supposed to do it. So you tell her, get rid of her, man. Just fire, get somebody else, and carry on. So you told her that what you had to tell her, and that was it. After 2 weeks, she'll come back, and she'll give you the same story. But you say, listen, man, I told you that just get rid of her. She said, leave it, you won't understand. Leave it, you won't understand. The response is because she never wants a solution. She knows best what she must do. She knows how she must handle that. She simply just wanted an ear. She just wanted you to be compassionate at the time and say, oh, okay, I understand. Sometimes they say that. They don't know, hey, it's difficult. We know what you're going through, etc. So sometimes in this communication, they don't want solutions. They just want an ear. They just want a little bit of attention. They just want to know that indeed, without a shadow of doubt, they are the center of our life. So this one person used to frequent the masjid. So the Maulana noticed, he saw this person was unusually for about 2 weeks or 3 weeks or so, he was very, very happy. And Maulana thought to himself also, Shukr is very happy, whatever the case is. And then suddenly, Maulana notices that this person now is gone very sad, and he's looking very dejected, and he's looking very down. So the Maulana goes to him, speaks to him, calls him, he says, Bhai, what's the matter? You were so happy, and He says, Maulana, I had a problem with my wife. We had a disagreement. We had an argument. And she said to me that for 1 month, she won't speak to me. For 1 month, she won't speak to me. So the Maulana starts giving him some advice. He says, never mind, women are soft. Buy her some flowers, buy her some chocolate. And, just try and pacify her. He says, Maulana, I don't think you seem to understand my problem. The month ends today. So khair, be that as it may. This is all part of effective communication. One person, he said, for 18 months, he never speak to his wife. For 18 months, he never speak to his wife. So person said, for 18 months, he said, yeah, I don't interrupt her when she's speaking, I just let her speak. So khair, Rasulullah teaches us these few things, that a person should be affectionate, he should appreciate, he should give his spouse the attention that she desires. But more importantly, there's one important aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which I just want to highlight. And if we can understand this, bring it into our life, and maybe if we have erred, we make tawbah, we find that what is absolutely unique about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in contrast to any other human being, we will find that not prior to Nubuwwat, and even once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the honor and the mantle of Nubuwwah, we will find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever oppressed any person, not even his wife. Not emotionally, nor did he ever oppress anybody physically. This is a unique quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will find, that he understood the emotional challenges that every person faces. He understood how to say, how to interact, how to use such words that would lift the spirits of people. Even when it came to his own wives, when it came to the companions, when it came to those around him as well, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would display such character. And as I mentioned in the beginning, irrespective of the behavior from the other side, irrespective of how they would treat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always make an effort to display the best of character. Like I said, brothers, if we make this our goal and we make this the ideal that we would want to be, we would want to conform to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he so beautifully says that khiyarukum linisa'ihim, the best of you is he who is the best to his wife. So it's not just about being the best, but we want to strive to be the best. You want to strive to be the best. And you'll find when the head of the house, when the father, the leader of the house, when he takes this step to display good character, yes, obviously every marriage, every relationship will go through certain challenges that will be there. But if the underlining factor is one of trying to display good character, the underlining factor is of a man trying to be the one who will be emotionally stronger, the one who will understand that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him and he ought to be the one that maybe overlooks, he ought to be the one that says certain things, does certain things in a certain way, that is going to win over that. Yes, you will get those exceptions to the rule that is there in its place. But more often than not, we will find when good akhlaq and good character is displayed in the home, it creates peace, it creates harmony, it creates love and muhabba in that home. And when the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is established, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes alive in a practical way, then we'll find that that home becomes a place, we can say it's like tantamount to Jannah on this earth, because there's peace, there's tranquility, there's understanding. So it's just about having this mindset, about not only wanting to be right all of the time, but wanting to be the best and excel in terms of akhlaq, in terms of character. Every person understands when it comes to his work, it comes to his business, it comes to how he runs his life, and everybody wants to excel. Nobody wants to sit with the same turnover that he's doing this year. When it comes to the next financial, he doesn't want to see the same turnover, he wants to see an increase in it. The sales that he's doing, he doesn't want to see the same sales, he wants to see an increase. When it comes to dunya, then every person wants to increase whatever he has. He has one car, he must take it to two cars, he has one building, two buildings, three buildings, and five buildings, and so on and so forth. So in a similar light, when it comes to our akhlaq, this is one aspect of our life that we can continue to increase and continue to better it and continue to better it. And the fortunate aspect is that we have the best example in front of us, like the Quran Kareem has explained, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that in every department of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if we have to analyze it, look at it and try and take an example, then we'll find not just the best, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be ideal. Actually, we won't have the words to describe it. Quran says, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the exalted character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us and bless us with these beautiful qualities, that this can be a means of us looking at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and enhancing our character and taking it to that level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.